3-7.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning, and it is absolutely beautiful out there. We're glad you're able to join us this morning, and we have a special treat. I know a lot of you are accustomed to going to the garden center and saying, I want a bag of 10-10-10, or a bag of 5-10-5, and that is the old technology in gardening. That is a type of fertilizer that got started after the Second World War. So it's a petrochemical fertilizer that your father and your grandfather used when they were gardening. Today, times have changed, and there is a better fertilizer. And the better fertilizer contains things that are not included in the 5-10-5 and the 10-10-10. So I've asked Milo Seamus. He is the man who started a company called Dr. Earth. And I want him to tell you how he got started and why he has changed the way that we garden and why it will give you a better garden. Good morning, Milo. How are you today?
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
I'm wonderful. I'm glad you're able to join us. And at this time of the year, things are beginning to grow. It's now time to really push them. And I thought it'd be nice to have you on to explain to our listeners why we should get away from our chemical fertilizers and go to things that are more natural.
You know, it's becoming more and more important these days, Paul, that we as gardeners understand the soil health / human health connection. And when taking environmentally conscious approaches, such as using natural and organic living probiotic fertilizers and soils, what you're doing is you're simply providing a better home, a better place to live for plants. So therefore, they're able to take better care of themselves. They're able to resist diseases more naturally, which means you apply a lot less chemical fungicides and herbicides at a later date. You're getting better and larger plant growth simply because organic living products contain a broader variety of nutrients, which is much more important. And I noticed you premised the segment by saying the days of 5-10-10 or 10-10-10 or 20-20-20 are behind us. Well, you know, those numbers, just many gardeners have them, many may not, but that's, you know, nitrogen, phosphorus, potassium, and that's all. And in those fertilizers, you got three elements, and that's all. When you're using organic gardening products such as Dr. Earth, you're getting over 100 different elements. So the difference is, it's like taking a vitamin that contains vitamin C, vitamin B, and vitamin D, and that's all, as opposed to taking a multivitamin, a broad-spectrum vitamin, which contains everything that the body can use for its growth, health, and immunity system. And that's exactly what I've invented. I invented a living product line, Dr. Earth, of soils and fertilizers that are really multivitamins for the soil. That's in essence what they are. They completely supply plants with every nutrient under God's sun needed to sustain healthy, fast, and very healthy growth. And that's the core difference between 10-10-10 and what I do for a living. It's a multivitamin based on a single unit vitamin.
Marlo, can you tell our listeners, I know your story, I've talked to you many times, could you tell our listeners how you got started gardening?
Oh, absolutely. This goes back a long way, Paul, but, I grew up really in the garden. I grew up in Los Angeles, and we call the concrete jungle. I'm sure a lot of city kids did, and at about 5 years old, that was my job, just helping my mother, garden and applying nutrients. And, that was my job was to weed and to apply the fertilizer. So, it's kind of had a love affair. So from the time I was 5 years old, I was really, I began to garden with my mom in Los Angeles. And as I got older, I began to study botany classes. That was my very first elective when I was 12 years old. And I aced the class, and just because I had a true love affair for growing things. It was just something that came very, very natural to me. And then went on to college and studied plant biology. And really, by the time I was 25 years old, I was mixing blends that were unheard of back at the time, back in the late 80s. And by 1990, I had come up with Dr. Earth Organic 7. And I called it Organic 7 because it has seven strains of beneficial soil microbes. And that's the reason why I was able to change the gardening industry, because I was the first one to include probiotics or living organisms with organic fertilizers to make them more effective. This was unheard of at the time. And so that was really my start. It was a need for my own gardening purposes, and I knew there was a better way to get better results. So I work with a lot of different companies across America, and was able to find different ingredients. I found a biotech firm that was doing things on the agricultural level only, selling inoculants for bioremediation. And so I developed a relationship with one of their professors, and I said, I told them what I was doing. And I said, is there something you can sell me, some kind of an inoculant that, I can test for my own garden? And then, of course, I only bought it at 1 pound at the time. I'll never forget that. It was a very expensive purchase, but I bought 1 pound of inoculant, blended it with some fertilizer, and I got amazing results. And this is a couple of years before I actually launched the Dr. Earth company, when I was 27 years old. But by the time I was 25, I began to experiment. And it took me about a couple of years to get the product line together, to do enough testing to take it back to university and have them test the viability and the efficacy and validate all of my findings and all that kind of technical stuff. And so that was really my love affair. It was just, I'm a gardener first and foremost. I love organic practices simply because I do take good care of myself. I'm at the juice bar every day, and, I eat good foods. I'm not a vegetarian by any means. I'm, not one of these guys that you think of that might be wearing Birkenstocks and tie-dye T-shirts. I'm a very traditional, mainstream American man who but genuinely cares about the environment and cares about human health. And that's how I stumbled across the idea. I didn't set out to invent a probiotic. It's something I came across because of my true love affair for the garden and for wanting to use alternative practices that were simply healthier. But through those desires, I invented something that was far superior to conventional triple 10 or triple 20 or other traditional petrochemical post-World War II ingredients. And, I'm not sure if many people know this, Paul. I know you're an avid reader. All that beautiful time you spent in Florida with your wife, but we're not going to talk about that in the seventh. So I know you have a lot of time to read when you're down there. And, basically the reason why the fertilizer industry was really invented post-World War II with the petrochemicals was because, the war was over and here we are. We had all these chemicals sitting around and we needed something to do with them. And a very creative farmer said, hey, there's a lot of nitrogen in these chemicals. could just simply apply that to the field and grow plants with them. And that was the birth of chemical fertilizers. We needed to do something with all those ingredients that we had synthetically formulated for bombs. And now there was no more need for war. The war was over. Well, what do you do of all those chemicals? You dispose of them in the soil, and you give them to farmers to grow crops. And so really, that's what we've gotten so far away from that. We've evolved into much more modern civilization that is much more environmentally conscious, human health conscious, and that's really what I am accredited for, is identifying the soil health / human health connection. And that's exactly what you'll get when you buy a bag of Dr. Earth, as you're essentially buying a multivitamin for your soil. And
Can you tell our listeners about your website where they can go to do a little bit more reading and some research? We're coming up on a break right now. Well, also, if you can hold on. I know your website has got a ton of information, and gardeners are willing to try something new. And as you said, it's not there with just three elements. It's multi-elements. You have microbes that do things that we can't see, but we'll talk about that.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
Do you want to stay all natural? Then use all-season oil from Bonide to control aphids, mealybugs, mites, and scale in your vegetable and flower garden. Also great for your trees and shrubs. Also new and all-natural, a Japanese beetle killer with pyrethrum. And for your flower and rose garden, Rose RX 3-in-1 for organic rose and flower gardening. That's Bonide, where gardening isn't scary.
The weather has put a lot of stress on our gardens. Tomatoes are slow to grow, and fruit will have a problem to mature properly. If you had black spots on the underside of your tomatoes last year, eliminate them this year with Tomato Maker from Organic Labs. Tomato Maker will keep tomatoes healthy. To keep your garden organic and trouble-free, use Organocide to control insects and diseases in all of your gardens. That's Organocide from Organic Labs.
Gardening is a lot of fun and work until the animals move into your yard for lunch. This year, stop the pollen with 100% organic animal repellent made by Shakeaway. Shakeaway Small Critter repels chipmunks, rabbits, and the dreaded woodchucks. That's right, woodchucks. Shakeaway Dormant Cat Repellent keeps your neighbor's cat from using your garden as a litter box. Only from Shakeaway. All Shakeaway products contain fox urine, proven to be most effective repellent for your garden. Go to shakeaway.com.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, August 26, 2011. Gold opened this morning at $1,771.30. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,814.89, $907.44 for a half ounce, or $453.72 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,814.89, $907.44, and $453.72.
Gold isn't for you? Hi, I'm Ted Anderson, and I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed the government is doing a great job, the Fed will stop handing out trillions like bailout candy, but that's not what's happening. If all looks rosy, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked while gold has risen 1,600%. Savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. Call 800-686-2237. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA approved food grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're talking with Milo Seamus from the Dr. Earth Company, and we've been discussing the difference between your common chemical fertilizer, 10-10-10, 5-10-5, to organics. And one of the things I fail to say is if you buy a chemical food, it will last in your garden 30 days, and then it's gone. There's nothing there. While organics are going to last in your garden a lot longer, plus they will help to rebuild the quality of your soil. Milo, tell us about your website and where people can get more information about probiotics and microbes and what makes your fertilizer so different and unique.
Thank you, Paul. Yes, it's available on, more information. We don't sell anything. We only support American independent companies, nurseries, hardware stores, lumberyards, exclusively at independent businesses. So don't go out at the box store looking for Dr. Earth. You will not find it. That's number one. Number two, DrEarth.com, simply DrEarth.com, DR, no period, DrEarth.com. And then you can push in your zip code, and there's a dealer locator there. But also, Paul, I'd like to mention that we're not just a fertilizer company. I mean, we have a complete line of beautiful, gourmet, handcrafted soil for everything, for acid plants, for hollies, for Japanese maples, for azaleas, camellias. We have a product line just for homegrown vegetables. We have a product line just for fruit trees. These are just soils. I mean, we have a complete line of soils, potting soils, planting mixes, a complete line of organic fertilizers in 4-pound, 15, 25, and 50-pound size bags. We also have a complete line of insect killers, insect controls for roses, trees. We have fungicides. We have lawn food. So really, it's a complete family of products, Paul. I want to make sure I get that in there just because it's very important that we understand that I've taken this approach with everything I do. It's not just the fertilizers that are probiotic, but all of the soils and all of the lawn food, everything else is probiotic. And we don't use things like cheap chicken manure fillers or filthy biosolid sewage sludge fillers to make any of our products. I mean, it's truly gourmet. It's really very high end. I use only fish bone as the base ingredient of all of my products, which is incredibly expensive. But it goes back to that trace mineral, going back to those trace nutrients. And you can see why the Japanese living in Japan are much healthier than the Japanese living in America, because they're eating a lot of kelp, a lot of seaweed, a lot of fish. Well, that's exactly what I do with the fertilizers. It's not hamburger, french fries, cold diet. Not that there's anything wrong with that. I love a burger and fries myself every once in a while, but I don't think you should eat it every day. Right. You know what I mean, Paul? It's like I'm not one of these Puritans that doesn't say, hey, stay away from me. You know, eat whatever you want. But the point is, if you eat good food the majority of the time, the likelihood of you living a long, healthy life is going to be much greater. And also, I've written a book about the subject called Healthy Garden, Healthy You, which I've given you a copy of, and I know you reference every once in a while. As a matter of fact, given it to many of your listeners that have come back to me and said, Milo, your book has changed my life. I completely understand why soil health is very important for plant health, and why that healthy plant is that's consumed by a healthy animal or by healthy humans, we in turn become healthy. It's a very logical deduction, Paul, that the soil is healthy, the plant that grows in it will be healthy. And that's the complete approach that I take with everything that I do. The fertilizers, right. The soils, and the control line. And not using any cheap or synthetic fillers for profit. I mean, a doctor is going to cost a dollar or two more. But if you want the best and you're looking for results and you care about health and you want to do less work, Dr. Earth is really the brand for you. And that's the way I've taken the approach. I don't go by price. I go by the best quality and let the price land where it lands. And if that's the kind of products you're looking for, well, Dr. Earth is the company for you.
It really is. It's a great product line. And you get what you pay for. And if you're the type of person that will go to these, like, Whole Foods and will go to these natural supermarkets, this is a type of fertilizer products for you and potting soils for you. And it's a good product. I recommend that you check out the website. It's www.drearth.com. Take a look at it. Read about it. And if you want to improve the quality of your soil, feed the soil, and the soil will feed your plant with a lot less stress. And less stress, less diseases, less insects. Thank you, Milo. We appreciate all your information.
If rabbits have found your garden and are eating your flowers and shrubs, it's time to fight back with Bob XR. Just spray the foliage of your plants and they will move to your neighbor's yard. Bob XR will not wash off and will last for up to 2 months, even during the winter. If rodents ate your flower bulbs this year, be sure to treat your new ones with Bob XR by soaking them for 5 minutes before planting this fall. For honest answers about your animal problems, call Bob X at 800-792-4449.
Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just wet and forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle tufts to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in 2 sizes. Get your turtle tough shelter and accessories included at turtletoughshelters.com. That's turtle, T-U-F-F, shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at turtletoughshelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Don't let summer be a bummer. Stop sunburn pain, poison ivy, and mosquito bite itch, and the burn of athlete's foot with just one Safe-All natural first aid product, Dermatol. Many GCN listeners have already discovered how effective Dermatol is as a natural, non-acidic way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many skin problems. Now this special offer. Buy one bottle of Dermatol, get one bottle free. Call 1-800-217-6677 and mention GCN. Dermatol is the must-have first aid product for your preparedness kit. Made in America by Americans, Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. And ask for the GCN Buy One, Get One Free Special. Or use coupon code GCN at checkout at DermatolUSA.com. Spelled DermatolUSA.com. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN or call 800-332-OPTICS, 800-332-6784.
Democrats, Republicans, have you had enough? Want real change? Then change yourself. Join a new political party formed to liberate the American people from the banksters who have overthrown the republic. If you agree with maximum liberty, limited government, and traditional morality, then you agree with American Third Position. Get more information now. Call 800-513-4928 or go to a3p.me. That's A, the number 3, p.me. It's time to take America back.
You've heard great things about Berkey. You've been thinking of getting a Berkey water purification system, but for some reason, you haven't made your purchase just yet. Okay, here's one more reason to buy the best water purification system you can buy now. The Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com is giving away free Pelican flashlights. Yes, with every purchase of any Berkey water purification system from the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com, you'll receive a free Pelican 2360 LED flashlight, a $39 value. But it won't last long. This offer ends today. Hurry, call 877-886-3653, 877-886-3653, or shop online at GoBerkey.com. That's Go, V-E-R-K-E-Y.com. No coupon code necessary. A free Pelican flashlight is yours with every purchase of any Berkey water purification system only at GoBerkey.com or by calling 877-886-3653. Hurry, offer ends today.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Let's go right to the phone lines, Tom. Who do we have up next?
Next up, we have Joe from Rhode Island with a question about some weeds.
Joe from Rhode Island, good morning.
Hi, Paul. Thanks for taking my call. Love your program. I have a lot of weeds in the garden, and I even put landscaping paper down, and it's pushing the landscaping paper up. And I don't know whether I could use that Roundup, like you mentioned once before, where I take a paintbrush and paint it onto the weeds, or I could just go to something like over the top. I'm not even sure that would work. If I painted the Roundup or so on there, would it damage the tomato plants at all?
as long as you don't get the Roundup on the tomato plant, you would be okay. Because Roundup can only be absorbed through the foliage. It cannot be absorbed through the soil. So I'll tell you one thing, that one way that I've applied it, Joe, and it works really well. Get a pair of Playtex rubber gloves and a cheap pair of cotton gloves that you can fit over the Playtex glove. Mix up some Roundup in a container. Dip your hand into the Roundup. And because you've got the plastic glove and the cotton glove, it won't come in contact with your skin. The glove will get sopping wet with the Roundup. You make a fist, squeeze off the excess, and depending if you're right-handed or left-handed, then you use one hand to protect the good plant and the hand with the glove as the applicator. You just rub the Roundup on top of your weeds while taking your other hand to guide it and to prevent the Roundup from touching the plants that you want. And it's very, very effective. When you're done, you pull the glove off, you hang it to dry, and when you need to use it again, just slide the plastic glove on with the cotton glove on top, and you have your applicator. And I love to use this if you've got poison ivy growing in ground covers or in junipers. You can't spray it because you're going to hurt the juniper or the ground cover. So you use this plastic glove, grab a hold of the poison ivy, get the leaf and the stem covered with the Roundup or cleanup, and it's gone. And that way you don't have to worry about getting any of the juices of the poison ivy on your body because you've got the rubber glove on. In that case, what I do when I'm done, I'll take a pair of pliers and pinch the ends of my gloves, and with the pliers, pull them off the rubber glove, throw it directly into the trash. And that way you don't have to worry about any possibility of poison ivy juice on the glove. Now, here's a way to save a dollar. If you're right-handed and you just threw that right-handed glove away, it leaves you with a left-handed glove. If you turn it inside out, it now becomes a right-handed glove that you can use to replace the glove that you just threw into the trash. And it works very, very slick. Just get a larger size cotton glove so that it will fit on the rubber glove so you don't end up with the O.J. Simpson type of a glove that doesn't fit. But it works very, very well. Great question. Thank you. Tom, who's next?
Next, we have Ben from Massachusetts with a question about his radishes.
Hey, Ben, good morning. Welcome
good
to
morning.
The Garden Club.
Good morning. I have two questions for you. The first one is radishes. I cannot grow radishes. When I get half a day sun in my yard, I mean, I separate them 2 inches apart. Is there a secret about growing them?
And what is your second question, Ben?
Second question is, I have a sour cherry tree about 3 years old. It's a dwarf tree, and I'm not getting much sun where it's located. And I'd like to move it. I believe I can move the whole ball and all. When is the best time to pull that out?
The best time to move it would be during either the late fall when the plant has gone dormant, or in the early spring. I prefer the early spring because if you move it and it doesn't have enough time, which it probably won't, to get established in its new home, and we have a rough winter. And a rough winter is not one with a lot of snow. It's one with very little snow to insulate the ground. So wait until March. As soon as the frost comes out of the ground and you're able to get out without being all muddy, get out there and move it, and you need to move it before the new growth develops on that plant. So late March, early April is the best time to move any kind of a plant while it's still dormant and before the new growth develops on the plant. Now, radishes, you probably heard me laugh. My dad was an incredible gardener, and he would get home from work. He was a chef, and he cooked all day. He cooked these unbelievable gourmet meals at the restaurant where he worked, and the way that he relaxed was in his garden. He could not grow a radish. No matter what he did, it would have the most beautiful top, but no radish in the base. And one year, his next door neighbor came over and said, "Let me plant them for you." The neighbor planted them the exact same way my dad did, and he had the most beautiful radishes you have ever seen. So I don't know. He thought it was the phase of the moon. Maybe he had too much nitrogen, but he could never grow a radish. And one year we found a magnet to put on the refrigerator of a radish, and we gave it to him for Christmas. And he talked about that magnet for years, but for some reason, he just could not have it grow. One thing I do know is they do not like a lot of nitrogen fertilizer, and radishes will actually grow better if you do not fertilize the soil where they grow. If a soil is really, really rich, you get more foliage than you do the actual radish tuber that's in the ground. So no food. Restart them now, give them plenty of room, and let's see what happens. But no fertilizer at all, at all, at all. Give that a try. And we appreciate the phone call. Good luck, Ben. Tom, who's up next?
Next, we have Jeff from Cape Cod with a question about bees.
Hey, Jeff. Good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. I'm a faithful listener for years, and I've never heard this issue brought up. I put out a plate of grape jelly to attract the birds. I've got about an acre of land, and where I have my plate of grape jelly is near some flowers, and it's attracting lots of bees. My question is twofold. I know it's good for the bees, but is it bad for the flowers that they're going for the jelly instead of the flowers?
They are coming for the jelly because of the sweetness. My next door neighbor bought a Baltimore Oreo feeder, and it's a beautiful. It's got a nice plexiglass roof, and the sides and the base is all orange. And there's two holes in the feeder, and there's these little Pyrex dishes, and he fills them with grape jelly, and there's a little spike to put a slice of orange on it. And he has all kinds of Baltimore Orioles. When it gets really, really hot, he's finding a lot of the bees will come to it, and they're all over it. So what he's been doing is, in the early morning, he puts it out, and then when he gets home, he will actually take those little jars out because the bees are all over. It will not hurt the flowers. It's actually attracting more bees to come into your garden to do the pollination. So if you're finding that it is attracting a lot of bees, put it in your vegetable garden. Put it up high so it's above everything and so the bees can see it. They will be attracted to the fragrance of the grape smell, the grape jelly. They will come into your yard, feed on the grape jelly, and while they're there, say, I had a little glass of wine. I'll have some pollen from your cucumbers, your squash, and they'll do the pollination at the same time. So it's a great way to attract the bees to come into your garden to increase the pollination. More bees, more beans, more peas, more cucumbers, more squash, because the bees are there to do the job. So that's a great tip. I like it. Thank you, Jeff. We appreciate the phone call. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we have Maureen from Mass with a question about her hydrangeas.
Maureen, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. And I have to tell you, I love your show, so thank you. I have a hydrangea, which over the years has done, you know, fairly well. But this year, it's bloomed, but only about half of it. And there are a bunch of dead sticks that are sticking out. And I'm not quite certain as to whether or not I should cut those off now that I have the blue hydrangea, you know, flowers. And also, how can I prevent it from happening next year? Because, as I said, it's never happened before to this degree.
Okay. the first thing I want you to do, I want you to go to my website, paulparent.com. The top of the page, it says newsletter. And I want you to click on...
We do not want you to be alarmed by what you're about to hear, but your lawn is in danger. Japanese beetles have spread to the entire eastern half of the U.S. That includes you. Aside from decimating trees, gardens, and rose bushes, these advancing beetles will lay thousands of eggs beneath your lawn. Eggs that become grubs, with an insatiable appetite for the roots of your grass. These grubby gluttons lie hidden for months, literally eating your lawn from the inside out. Should you be alarmed? Yes and no. Not if you use Scott's GrubX, the leading product for the prevention of grubs. GrubX kills Japanese beetle larvae as soon as they hatch, so they never have a chance to destroy your lawn. Again, there is no cause for alarm. One application of GrubX is guaranteed to work, but you need to act now. Because where there are beetles, there will be grubs. Scott's GrubX is available at lawn and garden centers everywhere in a red bag with a large, ugly grub on the front. Better there than in your lawn.
Manure. It's not a pretty word, yet some plant food is made of it. Not Whitney Farms plant foods. They're organic and loaded with naturally occurring high-energy proteins plants need to develop strong roots. Not low-energy manure. Want strong roots and well-fed plants? Use Whitney Farms. You'll see the big, beautiful results. Plus, you won't get dusty or smell like manure when you're done working with Whitney Farms. Buy them today at your independent garden center and hardware store.
Prepare to get pumped about killing weeds and take the 5-minute challenge with the Roundup brand Pump and Go Sprayer. Just pump it up for up to 5 minutes of continuous spray. Squeezing trigger spray bottles will kill your hands, but the Pump and Go Sprayer will keep you going strong and weeds won't stand a chance. Roundup brand Pump and Go Sprayer. Hard on weeds, easy on you.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA. But Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Let's go right to the phone lines. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we have Carol from New Hampshire with a question about cherry seeds.
Carol, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi. Listen, I really enjoy your show. I've learned much from you. And, you know, I've been trying to get hold of you for quite some time. My question is... I love maraschino cherries, and I took the seeds out, and I've been trying to put them in water, and I tried for almost a year for them to break open and sprout or something. How do they do that?
Okay. What you need to do, first of all, yeah, is if you leave them just in water, they won't sprout. The seed coat of that cherry is as hard as a rock. And what you need to do, it sounds crazy, but I've had very good results doing that with other types of seeds, like peaches. They've got a real, real hard pit. Take a file, a regular nail file, that's got a good sharp edge, or if you have a file in your tool chest area. And what you need to do is to take the edge of the file and rub it on the cherry seed so that you can scratch through part of the shell of the seed so that moisture can get on the inside. Once you've done that, then what you want to do is don't put it in water. Put it in a container, a pot of some sort, with some good potting soil, and you put them outdoors, and they will germinate. Now, the seeds that you plant now will not germinate this fall. They won't germinate until springtime, because the seed has to go from, and this is on chestnuts, walnuts, any kind of a seed that you have, that seed has to go into a cold treatment during the winter months to change the hormones in that plant so that it will germinate. Commercial Christmas tree growers will actually harvest the seed in the summer and fall, take the seed and put it in their freezer and keep it in the freezer all winter. Then in the spring, after it's been chilled, they'll plant it out in their fields and germinate the seed and grow seedlings. But without this cold treatment, they will not germinate. So save your seeds. Give them a chance to dry out. Put them in like a freezer bag. Throw them in the back of your freezer. And then in a February or March, bring them out. Put them in containers of soil. And keep them nice and warm. And they will germinate because they have to have the cold treatment to give you germination of that plant. It's as easy as that. Okay, Tom, I think we can squeeze one more in. What do you think?
I think we might be able to. We got about 1 minute, so.
Okay, who's?
Terry from Cape Cod with a question about mushrooms.
Okay, Terry, good morning. How can we help you?
Good morning. I've had a problem with mushrooms for the past 2 years. We had a tree cut down, and the mushrooms started, like, at the base of that tree. So earlier this spring, I had it stump ground, and the mushrooms continued. Last year, I used a mixture of baking soda and water, which killed the lawn completely wherever I put it.
Right.
And after the stump grinding, they're still coming up. It looks like it's at the base of the roots. Maybe he didn't get all the roots. Is there something I can put down?
Mushrooms will live on decaying organic matter. So the root system that's underneath the grass, the mushrooms are coming from there. The one thing that will really, really help to minimize the amount of mushrooms in your grass is to make the soil sweet. So buy a bag of lime, spread the lime really heavy all over the area where the mushrooms are. If you have a wood stove or a fireplace, broadcast that wood ash 2 or 3 times a year. It'll make the grass grow better, and because the soil is not as acidic, the mushrooms will not grow. Have a great week, everybody. We'll talk to you next Sunday. Get the sprinklers going, and have a great week.